inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes.
Pick them now before they go bad. That's the subject for this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line, as usual, most Thursday mornings during the spring, summer, and early fall, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Doing a little bit of raspberry picking lately?
Oh, yeah, raspberry picking and pest control. It's that time of year.
Aren't the raspberries a little late, though?
Oh, yes, definitely. In a normal year, we'd be eating raspberries the third or fourth week in July. But everybody knows we've been around this beautiful summer, such as it is we've had. And luckily, they are finally ripening. And luckily, we also have a bit of dry weather so that we can pick them. And they aren't all molding. But again, you have to, folks who have a raspberry patch, if you've had them for a while, you know you have to pick them quickly, even every other day very often, because they can ripen quickly, but they can also get moldy quickly. So got to get them off the bushes and hopefully into jam. We just made jam, freezer jam this morning before you called. So it's been a great morning.
Freezer jam, is that different than typical jam making?
It is. It's common enough. If you buy packaged pectin, sure gel, any of those gelling agents from the store, normally they come with recipes for either standard jam, which is a cooked and jarred and processed, which then at least does not need, you know, then it can go on the shelf, or freezer jam, which is a very quick, minimally processed jam. Great flavor, more fresh fruit flavor. But then, of course, you've got to have a freezer to maintain it. So you can't mail it off to your friends in far-off places as a souvenir of Alaska.
Well, and how does this work? You just mix it up with the pectin and then throw it in a freezer bag and that's it? You're done?
It's almost. There is, usually you have to mix sugar and the pectin, a little bit of water, bring that to a boil, and mix it with whatever sort of crushed fruit you have. And mix that together and then into the containers and then from there into the freezer. So literally it's 15 minutes. We just made six containers, half pint containers here of jam and took about 15 minutes total from start to finish. Took longer to pick the berries.
And have you tried that freezer jam on, say, salmon or maybe some of the rodents in your yard there like porcupines?
Certainly as a sauce. You know, taking a little bit of the jam, and in fact, we'll even add a bit of vinegar, and you can use some of the, I mean, there's raspberry vinegar as far as that goes, but even making a sweet and sour sauce or just a straight sweet sauce. If you're grilling or even on a roast for our favorite roast beast, roast porcupine, whatever it happens to be, you can put that on kind of at the last, like the last 20 minutes or so of roasting time. It's great on chicken, too. And again, you just brush it on, give it a little bit of flavor, kind of a tang, and it's really good.
I admittedly, roast porcupine is not at the top of my menu list for the week. How do you prepare
yeah.
that?
Well, yeah, it's lucky. It's been a great morning, and we did remove one from the gene pool this morning. So that's a plus. And it too, there isn't a whole lot of meat on a porcupine, though they talk about being survival food and all that. But still, the toughest part is undressing him and then going on from there. But using lots of, I prefer a fairly spicy marinade for them, too, rather than roasting the whole thing, you know, cutting into quarters and marinating for an hour or two or a week or two and then cooking it slowly. And hopefully, if you get a summertime porcupine, they're fairly mild. Wintertime, when they're eating spruce and hemlock, they pretty much taste like spruce and hemlock. So I suppose, well, I don't know if that means a spruce beer, winter ale is what you want to use on that. I'm not sure.
And I take it that's because of the menu, the diet, a little bit different diet in the early spring.
Then. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So the porcupines, you are what you eat, as they say. So if we can keep them out, this one found a little hole in through my netting around my raspberry patch. Anyway, I removed him. And so if anybody wants porcupine quills for craft projects, give me a call.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk here on KTOO Juno. Stay tuned for headlines coming up from NPR in just a few moments, and we'll have the Marketplace Morning Report coming up at 6 minutes past the hour.
Row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come tumbling down.